It's Jeremy Deeds here, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday the 20th of October 2014. So last week, if you recall, we started to discuss the importance of goals in our financial and life planning. And I suggested that actually the word goals is a bit limiting and we really need to expand that into something a bit more meaningful. And I suggested that we use a phrase which is often used in human resources, which is goals, values and interests. And actually I even went further to talk about how goals is something more than just a specific thing we need to achieve at a specific point in time. It's all about personal projects, which are much deeper and much more meaningful than just goals. And we often forget about values, and these are not usually formalised. We don't tend to sit down with a list of core values that we want to live by, although we all, I think, tend to live by certain values, either instinctively or with some thought behind them. However, we tend often to ignore or even not even really consider what the financial implications of those values that we live by could be. And often they can be really quite significant. And I think they are something that we really do need to take into account in our financial and life planning. One instance in which we do tend to use them is ethical investments. And that's fair enough. It's fairly straightforward. We don't want to invest, for instance, in tobacco or armaments. And it's quite easy, therefore, to select products that will fulfill that ethical value that we have. However, I think bringing values into our financial plans goes much, much deeper than that. And for instance, as a family, we try and adhere to a set of values that were developed in the 6th century to help communities to live together in peace and harmony. And some of those values do have a significant impact on our own family plans. For instance, one value is hospitality. This is really a key to living as a community. It's about being there for other people. It does, however, have real financial implications. And in our own financial plans, we have an item in our spending plans to do with entertaining and welcoming friends and family to the home. Another core value we use is integrity, and it's all about being true to ourselves. We all know money can often cause significant damage to our personal integrity. It can force us to make decisions which we'd rather not make, which go against what we feel we should be doing. And often that break in our integrity can cause real pain. If we have a well-thought-through life in the financial plan and we implement that plan, it can really do much to maintain our personal integrity and to relieve the pain that we often feel about money. So planning and knowing where we're going, knowing what we're doing, is really important to our personal integrity, especially if we brought in those core values right at the very beginning of our planning process. Stewardship is also a really important value. It's all about looking after the things in our home to make sure they last as long as possible. And the principle here really is to try and repair them, to hack them, rather than replace them. And this obviously has financial implications. You know, a small budget for Suguru and Sellotape is obviously much more healthy from a financial point of view than a big budget for replacement of appliances and that sort of stuff. And stewardship is also, of course, important when it comes to looking after our own environment and making sure that stays healthy and fit for us to live in. Finally, value of equilibrium is something we try and live by, equilibrium or balance. And this is about using our resources wisely in a way that means we can balance the time we spend at work, at play, with family, looking after our health, etc. And all of these, of course, can have a really significant impact on our finances and need to be integrated deeply into our financial plans. Well, that's it for this week. I hope that's been of some help. Next week I'll look at the third part of goals, which is interests. But in the meantime, have a very, very good week. Stay safe and go well.